is a day that the Lord has made. I believe that this day God is going to work in some lives right here, right now, today. Say me. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Are we following our navigational signs? Are we following our navigational signs? Sometimes in the midst of our life, do we get confused? Do we not follow Jesus? Do we not follow the signs that He's placed in our lives? How many of you know He's talked to you this morning already? He's already placed some little thoughts and little understandings in there. Are we following the crowd? Or are we following the signs of Jesus? How to navigate through this twisted and turning life that we live? How many of you know sometimes that life can throw us a few curves that we don't know what's around the bend? Have you ever been going around a curve and all of a sudden you found something there that you didn't see before? Yesterday morning I was making a curve right there on the cutoff road, and before you know it, a cat came running out right in front of me. Now, I didn't even see him until I felt boom, hit me right in the leg. I don't know what happened to him. I didn't stop to find out. I was scared to death. I didn't know what happened. I was thanking the Lord I didn't hit the ground, amen? Sometimes life will throw you curves. Sometimes we don't know what's coming around the bend. So many times in our life, people give up. Whenever things start getting scary and worried about things, they kind of just give up and back away from Jesus and back away from God and back away from church and back away from praying and back away from, and before you know it, we are really far back. Before you know it, we're so far back that we forgot where we were. And God's got your attention this morning. He says, get ready because I'm ready to pour out into you. So many people come into their lives, things come into their lives that causes us to have crashes. Sometimes I don't know about you, but I believe without a doubt that life, say life, is wonderful. It is wonderful. Now, have I made some bad decisions in life? Can you say amen? Have you made a few? Have we all made a few bad decisions? Well, don't allow the decisions that we made back then to dictate to us where our future is. How many of you know Jesus paid the price? He died so that we could have that abundant life. How many of you would like to do a start over? Let's begin in from the beginning, huh? How many of you know that sometimes we're on the wrong road of life and we're just going the wrong way? But I'd like, but we need another chance sometimes. And God gives us vision. He gives us purpose. He gives us destiny. And He says, guess what? Today, say today, is my day to start over. You see, sometimes we think that, well, I messed up back then, but I can't do nothing about that, so I'll just struggle on through. But today could be the best day. Today could be your day. Today could be not just another day, but the beginning of a new life. I believe in new starts. I believe in new chances. I believe in try it again. Did you have a little problem? Did you slip and fall? Get up. Say get up. How about let's just start over today? Could we possibly just realize that God is in control? Do we realize that He has a desire? He has a desire that we would learn to live the abundant life of Christ. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 says, therefore, say therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. Man, there's just some scriptures that really speak to your heart. You know, there's just some scriptures that I got to proclaim it all the time. Let us lay aside, say aside. Let us lay aside all of them things that cause us problems. Let us lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that was set before us. I just got to pause one time and say that one more time because I believe that's where a lot of us fall short and we struggle. Because we're trying to run somebody else's race. We're trying to impress other people. But I'm here to tell you, there's only one Jesus. There's only one God and Father. There's only one Father that reaches into your life and says, let me show you the way. Yeah. Don't look around to all of the cares of the world. Let us run with endurance. Say endurance. The race that was set before you. Looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith. Are we just busy? Are we just getting so busy that we're burning out, that we got so many things going on in our life that we're not paying attention to things that are going on, and we're getting busy, and we're just, I'm so tired. I got so much going on. I'm just going to tell you point blank. Slow down. Just take a breath. You know what? It'll be here tomorrow when you're not. How many of you know that you only have so many days that you can do what you got to do? You might as well stop and back up and wait. Say wait on the Lord. We're trying to accomplish so many things. And it's amazing to me to watch how many people struggle trying to get to this imaginary place that they want to be. Then I'm going to be okay. And it's never going to happen, because no matter where you are, you always want a little more. No matter what you have, you always want a little more. Everybody's struggling and striving and pushing and shoving and trying to get to where they think they want to be. And they think in there, when I get there, then everything's going to be wonderful. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher. How many of you know that we can get burnt out? Now listen to this. Watch this. How about do we need another three-step program how to overcome burnout? I mean, this is amazing to me. How many people got 3, 4, 5, 7 steps to get to where you need to be? And there's everybody's busy, and we've squeezed in another little time that's go to the 5 steps to get the 3 steps to overcome burnout. How many of you know there's only 1 step? Back up. And say, Jesus, back in to where he has you. Back up to see where you began. Remember what the word says, and don't forget your first love. Too many of us have walking around trying to be busy about life that we're missing our first love. Why are there so many Christians unable to navigate through life? Why do we struggle? Far be it from me to struggle any further, but it's time for us to rise up and say, you know what? I believe in God. Do you believe in God? Wait a minute. We're in the wrong place then. Wait a minute. Do you believe in God? Okay, I got scared there. I'm thinking, we got to stop this. We're in the wrong place. Do we believe in God? Watch this. Listen. Don't just say, holler out yes this time. Do we trust him? We say yeah. But the evidence of our life says no. The evidence of our life says no. Everybody in here, I'm sure, agrees that there is a true God. Everybody in here believes and knows that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. But yet, there seems to be a disconnect. Something that's keeping us from getting to where we need to be in Jesus. There's something. It's called not trusting God. It's called we truly don't trust the Father. Because if we did, our life would show it. But our lives don't show it. Our lives, we're disconnected. We're struggling. We have faith that Jesus Christ can get us to heaven. Hallelujah. How many of you know you're going to heaven? But do you know that the same God, the true Holy Spirit, will guide us here on earth? Do you know that that same God that you're secure with, that you know, I'm saved, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm going to heaven, hallelujah. But do you know that he's faithful? Do you know that he loves you so much that he brought the Holy Spirit, he gave us the helper to help us get by today, tomorrow? Uh-oh, it's Monday. Oh, my goodness, it's Monday. I got to go to work. I'm going to hard time. I can't wait till Friday. Get my check and pay my bills. Oh, my. How many of you know it's time for us to connect again? Say again. We got to connect back into the Father. We got to trust the Lord to renew our hearts and minds and spirit. Connect back to the Father. Learn that we have to trust him here and now. The same God that we got saved with, that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that same one will help us and lead us and guide us and direct us day by day. The disconnect, a lot of times we don't really trust him. What? The evidence is distrust. It's in our lives. We worry, we fearful, we doubt, we full of anxiety, we got issues. How many of you got issues? Come on, raise your hand. You know you got some. All of these feelings, they're real. But they're not from God, because God gives us peace. He gives us the power to overcome. He wants to give us a sound mind when we're running around and fearful and worried and doubting. Things going on, and we're looking over here. The president said this now. Oh, my goodness. Pelosi said that. Oh, my goodness. And we get all worked up, and we go to work, and we talk about the president. Oh, that silly man, if he'd just learn to keep his mouth shut. And if they would just shut up and do this, if they would, let's throw them all out and start over. We got all kind of suggestions, don't we? How many of you know Jesus is the answer? Oh, we can get caught up, huh? It's amazing the conversations that will come. Let's stop all that stuff. The Word tells us to pray for our leaders, amen? It's time for us to quit talking about them and pray for them. They need some prayer, amen? How many of you know we all need it? Oh, get caught up in that fear. There's some of us that are just disconnected from God. Oh, we stay religious. Oh, we go to church. Oh, I believe in God. How many of you know the devil believes in God? I'm a good person. Watch this one. I haven't killed anybody yet. Oh, you're such a good guy. There's a few of us thought about it driving down the interstate, but you know, wished you could. I just know that our lives are sometimes messed up because we're not praying enough. We're not seeking God. Well, brother, pray for me. How many of you know it's a good thing to ask for prayer, but it's time, say time, for us to get on our knees, for us to pray. Oh, if we just had, here you go. If we just had a better preacher, if we just had a good preacher, I may have just let you know this right here. How many of you know there's a lot of great preachers and priests and all these people that are proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ right now? Right now, there's a lot of folks doing it. If that could do it, the world would be saved. There's people looking, oh, just teach me some more. I need to find it. How many of you know it's time for us as Christians to rise up and get a real relationship with Jesus Christ? Not this playing church stuff. Not this, hallelujah. Pray for me, preacher. Anoint me. And all that's great stuff. I believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believe you can receive. I believe that the people are doing mighty works in the name of Jesus, the powerful, the wonderful name of Jesus. But I believe that too many of us just want an emotional experience. We just want to come to church and cry again. We just want to come to church and get anointed again. We just want to come to church and have it all washed away. It's the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins. Not some preacher shaking your head until it shakes off. Not sometimes we can get all caught up. And I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe in forgiveness. I believe the Word of God to be absolute truth. And that's where we need to back up to. We need to get back into our words. We need to find out that the devil is a liar. The devil said in Genesis 3:1, has God indeed said? Are you sure? Are you sure that's what the Bible says? It could be misinterpreted. It could have a different translation. Go ahead and you can do what you want to do. It's all right. Jesus knows your heart. You're going to do what's right. Go ahead. You're a good person. You haven't killed anybody yet. I'm going to use that a few times. I like it. Haven't killed nobody yet. Oh, my. There's all kind of stuff that we allow in our houses. We open up the windows in heaven. We open up the windows of the world and the doors, and we say, come on in and screw up my life because I just don't understand what's going on. Let me have a few more opinions. How many of you need a few more? How many of you need a few more people telling you what you should do? Now, the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to navigate life. The wisdom is the ability to perceive the truth in the natural things and the reality of what's really going on. Wisdom. Do you need some wisdom in your life? Then we need to learn, after we get wisdom, is to apply the will of God to it. We need to learn how to apply the will of God. We need to apply the word. Say word. The Word of God. You know what Jesus did? He said, it is written. How did he overcome the devil? It is written. He used the Word of God. Two men, one, another pill. Go to our doctor. Get a doc. I got this issue. I got anxiety. I got problems. I got this. I got that. I need one more pill. How many of you know? We need to know what is written. It's not just another pill that we need. I'm not putting down medication. I understand many of us need it. But I am saying that what we got to do first is pray. First, say first. It's called the art of skillful living. To apply the truth in everyday situations. We got to plug back into the source. Solomon realized this when he prayed. He said, Lord, I don't just need riches. Lord, I need you give me wisdom. Say wisdom. We need Jesus. Proverbs 1 and 20. Wisdom calls aloud outside. Raises her voice in the open square. Please listen to me. Wisdom is crying out. Too many of us are not using wisdom. We're not using the Word of God. We're not backing into Jesus and saying, help me, Lord. Well, I need help. We need to go to Him first, not last. Well, nothing else works. I guess we'll pray. Nothing else is working. I guess I'll go to church this Sunday and have the preacher anoint me. I need some anointing. Maybe y'all need anointing. Come on up here. We'll anoint you. We got some anointing oil. Proverbs 1 and 33 says, but whoever listens to me, well, listen to this. Proverbs 1, 33. Whoever, this is wisdom speaking, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure. How many of you need a little safety in this in your life? A little bit of security. Watch this. Without fear of evil. Oh, there's a lot of folks that are fearful. Oh, they're so scared. They're, oh, the devil just getting, oh, he's attacking me. How many of you know that's his job? Do you know that the devil should be attacking you? If you don't realize that, get ready because it's coming. He's always, that's his job, is to kill, steal, and destroy. He's trying to destroy you. He's trying to take away your joy. He wants to make your life miserable. But, say but, he who overcomes. You see, in Revelations, the end of the book, it says to him who overcomes, or to her, to who overcomes. Are you ready to overcome? You see, it's about understanding that God is in control. He's got your back. He's got your front. He's all about you. Excuse me just a minute. Oh, man, hurry up and turn me down. Where'd he go? Okay, I was trying to give him a signal. Where am I? There we go. Wisdom. But he who listens to me dwells in safety. I love that. We dwell in safety. It means we live there. We live in safety. We will be secure. We won't have to get, oh, so and fearful. You won't have to fear the evil one. In fact, many of us today would not be in the situations we are if we would have used wisdom. How many of you are glad you... Oh, you look back and then, boy, if I would have just, how many of you can say that? If I'd have knew then what I know now, I'd do things different. How many of you ever said that one? Huh? You heard it? Now watch this. Why don't we start today? Huh? Why don't we just start to say start? Why don't we just start today doing what's right? Watch what, live in the Word of God. Well, that's just tough, brother. Do you know how hard it is? Whoo, it's tough. I mean, no, it's a lot tougher not following the Lord than it is following the Lord. Oh, my goodness, I have been a witness and seen. How many of you have been around a while? You've seen a lot of stuff. You've seen people go through hell. You've seen people going through the hell of life and dragging stuff behind them and trying to get what where they think they want to be, and they're dragging all of this stuff with them, and then Jesus sets them free. Oh, my. It's a great place to be, set free. It's a great place to be. A great place to be. Too many of us back up, though. We decide we want to go back and load that backpack up. Put on the stuff and try to drag it a little further. We hadn't drug it far enough yet. We just think we need more of that junk in our life. And as we apply that stuff, it destroys us. Would we learn to apply wisdom into our decision making if we would learn to have and use wisdom daily, how many of you think your life would be a little bit better? Well, all we got to do is start today. We should be living the rest of our days. We should be living the rest of our life, say, wisely. Not just caught up in that old stuff. How do you do that, Pastor? How do you just live and apply wisdom? I'm so glad you asked that. First things first, you got to believe God. You got to believe that there is a true, mighty God that is above all things. Say all things. You see, because we don't trust him, we believe in a God, but I'm here to tell you, he is the God, the only one God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. The word says that no one, say no one, comes to the Father except through the Son. We get caught up in all of this messed up theology that's in this world today, and we're looking around to the right and the left. First things first, do we believe the word of God to be truth? Well, I believe some of it, Pastor. What part do you believe? Well, I like the part that says this. I like the part that says that. I like the part that says the other. But I don't like this part. So I don't know if I can believe that part. Huh? Using our own understanding, huh? In all your ways, acknowledge him, huh? The part that we agree with, we have a Christian buffet line. We just want to go through and check, and well, I'll have some of that. And, ooh, I'd like that. Oh, no Brussels sprouts. We don't want them. No broccoli. Let's pass that up. Get over here to the bread pudding and get the banana pudding. What are we agreeing with? You believe the whole word of God, or you just believe it? Well, you know, it's a matter of interpretation. It's a matter of I'm here to tell you the word of God is truth. Too many of us are trying to figure it out wrongly, in the wrong spirit. We must believe the word of God is truth, and it is all in all. Whew, I wish I could sing really good. I'd sing this for you. It sounds like this. Watch this. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Long Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jesus. Everybody over 40 knows what I just said. Everybody under 40 going, what the heck did he just say? Proverbs 30:5 says, trust in the Lord. Say trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means completely trust him. And lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct your path, huh? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart. Say depart. Depart from evil, and it will bring health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Health to your flesh and strength to your bones. In case there's some folks in here that's got some problems, health to your flesh and strength to your bones. If you could just say, come on, Jesus, now. Come, Holy Spirit. Second thing we need is, if we learn how to navigate through life successfully, is we got to trust in the Lord entirely, not just some. Too many of us don't trust him all the way. We just, it's okay. We got to learn to trust him completely. The word trust here means, watch this, is to lay down and put weight on it. Watch this. This morning you walked in this church. I think everybody did. Felt a couple of us rolled in. And then you came in and you did this. And you sat on that pew. And you trusted that that pew was going to hold you up. You absolutely trusted it. I mean, I don't see nobody doing this. I think each and every one of you are pretty comfortable right now. You got a padded pew. Some of you got all your different little positions we like to get in. We absolutely trusted that pew to hold us up. But yet, we won't trust the Lord to hold us up in life. You see what the meaning of trust really means? You see what it means? It's laying on it, putting all your weight on it. Jesus, Lord, I don't watch this, because this is the problem. Many of us think we got to understand all this stuff. And we say, Lord, I don't understand it, so, you know, I don't know that I could trust you on this one, Lord. Let me go over here and ask my buddy, because he's a prayer warrior. Let me go here and ask the pastor. Let me go over here and talk to my friends at work. Let me get some more opinions. How many of you need a few more opinions in your life? Let me find out what Google says. Let me find out what the world thinks about this situation. Well, as we're not trusting in the Lord. Do we trust God to hold us? Well, of course, we say we'll say yes. But when we start looking at a life, how we have navigated so far, most of us haven't trusted in him. We're thinking, well, you know, I was thinking that this might be a better thing for me to do. I perceive that this is a better avenue for me to try. What I've learned in life, or what I was taught, and what they told me, and we use all of these places that we go to before and maybe without God. Sometimes we just want somebody to tell us what to do. When we start getting in trouble, when we start having problems, when it's real for you, when problems arise in our life, we'll start searching, we'll start finding out, well, what did they do in this situation? How did Brother Murray handle this? And the Lord says, wait a minute. Do you not trust me? But Lord, I need it now. Well, there's your problem. You're trying to get something right now. And I'm here to tell you that God has and will work right now. But then again, he may not. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week. It might be 2 years. It may be 50 years. Some of us are still waiting, aren't we? How many of you are still waiting on something? Come on, let everybody else know that you're still waiting. You're still waiting on some things to happen. Well, that's where the word trust comes into place. You wait on the Lord. You put all of you. And Lord, your word says it, Lord, reminding. He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to tell him. But it's up to us to learn to trust. Say trust. See, because what happens most of the time in life, we'll trust God for a week. We might even trust God for a whole Sunday. And then we trust him for maybe a month. And then, man, come on, God. I've been praying a month now. I even fasted 2 days this month. Lord, come on. I need this answer. We get caught up and we get consumed with wanting what we want when we want it. And then we end up in trouble because we won't wait and we don't trust. And we think that God missed it. God, you must have not heard me. How many of you know he hears your prayers? He hears your prayers. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, and sometimes he says wait. How many of you have been waiting? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not. How do you know you're trusting in the Lord? Because you won't be leaning on your own understanding. But in all your ways, you'll start acknowledging him. Father, you said, Lord, your word tells us we have the victory. How many of you are ready for some victory in your life? When everything else don't work, then we'll call out to God. We need to pray first and trust God. The proof is that when we do what God tells us to do, God shows up. He shows up. Oh, it may not be when you think it should be. The proof is, don't turn to other sources. Too many times we're looking around for the right answer. Sometimes we don't get it. We're going to have to research it. We're going to have to study it. What do we do? What do we do? We'll go after all kind of other things in life. Let's ask the Holy Spirit first. Father, we ask you, Lord, to give us wisdom. You're just not fast enough for me, Lord. Uh-oh. Really? Maybe we should slow down again. Trust. Why do we trust in God? Romans chapter 11 and 33 says it like this. Oh, the depth of the riches of both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways find out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? In other words, his wisdom is far beyond ours. His wisdom is far above ours. Do you know He knows? He knows exactly. I've said this 1,000 times from this pulpit. He knows exactly what you need. And I've heard somebody say, yeah, well, when is it going to come? Where is it when I need it? Go to your book of Job 28. You might just write this down because I'm not bringing you these scriptures. But go to the book of Job 28, verses 12 through 33. Job says, I'm looking for wisdom. Where can I find it? Indeed, in Romans 3 and 4, it says, indeed, let God be true and every man a liar. In other words, God says, what do you want? Do you want truth? Do you want to learn to come to me and I will give you the answers? Unfortunately, many of us believe man way before we'll believe God. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means complete, the whole being. Understand that God, we need to learn how to trust Him. How do we know that if we're trusting the Lord? Well, that's easy. We're not leaning on our own. I mean, we are leaning on our own. We're leaning on our own understanding. Human understanding is flawed in sin. Have you come to that conclusion yet? Do you know that all have sinned and come short of the glory? So when we're looking for human wisdom, guess what? It's coming flawed and full of sin. And we want to apply that wisdom to our life. Well, he said, that professional said this. This mighty man of God said that. How many of you know it's time for us to go to the maker, to the creator, not the creature? We got to go find. Watch this. Human understanding is limited. It's limited by finiteness. God is infinite. He knows all things. God does expect us to use our brains. But He does not expect us to use our brains apart from Him. See, too many, I've heard people, well, you know, we're supposed to be thinking on our own. Well, yes, but not apart from Him. You see, many of us want to think on our own and do our own thing. And that's why we end up in trouble. And that's why we end up in a disconnect. And that's why we end up not trusting in the Lord. Because we thought, I was thinking, I believe. Oh, it's wonderful. I don't get into too many debates with people. I don't like it when I hear those words. Well, I believe. Well, what else can I say? If you believe that, then that's, you know what? We all just do what we do because we believe what we believe. And that's why we're screwed up, because we keep doing the wrong thing. And we're believing the wrong thing. But the Word of God is truth. We learn how to apply the Word of God. Paul says it like this in Philippians 3 and 2. He says, beware of those dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware mutilation. Beware of mutilation, where people kind of come in and want to tear you to shreds. People want to come in and communicate. And say, but let me tell you what I know, brother. I read the scriptures and it said this, this, and this, this. Boy, right away I see a spirit change. Huh? Y'all ever see that? You're talking to somebody about God or Jesus and all of a sudden the spirit of hate. And let me prove my point and I will tell you what you're supposed to know. Okay. You ever text somebody and before you know it, you get one of those answers that you're saying, uh-oh, I ain't saying nothing else to them. Sometimes have you ever did this? You start texting and typing it all out, and by the time you get to the end of it, you're erased. Delete, 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 delete. Learn to delete a whole lot more. Just shut up. I had a couple situations in the past week where somebody just let me have it. Boy, I mean, went all off, and I was like, really? Where did this come from? I mean, friends. Well, I thought they were. Let me have it. And then I went, okay, go ahead. I'll just shut up. I'm learning more and more to shut up. Anybody learned? Have you learned yet just to shut up? It's just better to just be quiet. Sometimes if we open our mouth, we remove all doubt that we're stupid. Sometimes. Or they are. No. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit, rejoicing in Jesus, in Christ Jesus. We have no confidence in the flesh. You see, it worries me when somebody tries to prove their point so much so that they'll step away from Jesus. They'll step away from loving a brother and a sister in Christ and try to prove their point. In other words, don't rest on your human ability to make right decisions. Simply put, we're no good on our own. We're no good on our own. I mean, I'm here to tell you that without Christ, I am no good. Amen? Got a couple of you agree with me. I mean, without Jesus, I wouldn't be here. Without Jesus, you wouldn't be here. We'd all be doing what we thought was right. The Word says that's not right, not good. We get caught up in all kind of stuff. Well, if we'd have made right decisions, we wouldn't have done this, that, and the other. Well, I said, well, I was thinking about this, and I thought about that, and I asked Brother Murray, and he said, how many of you know we got to seek God's will? We got to learn how to trust in Him. You know, but brother, we live in a real world, and in the real world, we got issues. In the real world, we got things going on that we don't understand some things. So we're going to ask for some more information. We're mixed two in opinions. We're mixing with two different opinions. Some of us have a church life and a real world life. And we mix them together. And it's like putting dice in a bucket and throwing them out. You never know what you're going to get. And many of us don't know what we're getting because we're mixing the world's opinions with the Word of God. And we're trying to manipulate it to say what we want it to say so that way we can do what we want to do. Uh-oh. I believe somewhere in the Bible it says that thou shalt eat fried chicken as much as you want. You knew that was coming? I'm just teasing. You see, we can try to justify our actions. The Word calls it a double-minded person. James chapter 1 and verse 5 say, if you lack wisdom, let him ask God and who you gives liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, and he who doubts is like a wave in the sea tossed by the wind. And let not that man suppose that he would receive anything from the Lord. I've been asking for a long time, but I haven't gotten it yet. That's because we asking amiss, the Word says. That means that we're asking with our own desire. We want what we want. We don't want the Lord's will. How many of you know it's time for us to start seeking His will and not ours? Huh? Double-mindedness it causes your problems. For let that man suppose that he will not receive anything from the Lord, for he is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. Many of us are unstable in all of our ways. Are you ready to read your signs yet? Are we ready to read our signs yet? Are we ready to read our signs yet? Which sign is God telling you right now? Hey, read this. Hey, go this way. Hey, stop that. Hey, speed up. Hey, danger's coming. There's a train coming in your life. You're fixing to have a train wreck. Don't pass. Don't pass that place yet. Yield. Whoa, wait. Got some road construction going on in our life. I'm just throwing a no U-turn. Once you go towards God, don't turn around. Head, keep on going. Get on the interstate of life and find out what God's got in store for you. How many of you ready for what God has in store for you? If you stand to your feet for just a second, are you ready to read your sign yet? Father, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit today. Lord, that we might learn to hear the voice of the Lord, that we might see and hear what you're saying to me today, Lord. Not just to the church, but to me, Lord. You're speaking to me today. Thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, that we might live the abundant life and not just exist and not just be like the rest of the world and not just do things for doing things' sake. Father, we ask you to pour out your Spirit right now. Right now, Lord. We ask you to do a mighty work in our lives. In Jesus' name, can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. This is something I don't do very often around here at all. Because before you know it, everybody becomes start asking you to do this. But this, in case you have not known, Mark and Shannon have no idea that I'm fixing to do this. But Mark and Shannon's well, they live out in Bayside, and they're not on the water system yet. And I've been working on it all week trying to figure out when and where, and it's not coming anytime soon. Well, anyway, just to cut a long story short, their well went dry. And I don't know if you understand what that means, is there's no more water in their home. And they've been without water for almost 2 weeks now, a week and a half. And they've got the hose connected to their neighbor's house. So this is what I'm going to ask for the body of Christ to rise up. They need about $3,000. If you can write that check, go right ahead. But if you can't, then if you could just do $1, $2, $5, I'm just going to ask you to dig deep this morning and help the part of the body of Christ that's in need. You know what? Like I said, we don't do this very often around here about asking for and taking a second offering. But I believe that the Lord wants us to do this morning. I believe he wants us to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you don't have nothing, reach in your neighbor's pocket and pull out his wallet. Reach in your neighbor's pocket, pull out his wallet, and give as much as he's got in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, we thank you again, Lord, for what you're doing. Go ahead, ushers. Father, we thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord, for the body of Christ. Lord, we just ask you to pull out, Lord, a fresh anointing into each life, Lord. We know that sometimes we all struggle and there's a hard situations in life. So, but Father, you are our provider. Lord, we don't have to worry about it, but you've got this under control. Lord, we thank you for it all. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. Again, if you've got kids in children's church, go get them.